in the studio, we've got Nicola Bryant. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, Annie.
Oh, I let the side down. I didn't put you on.
Thanks, Annie. I'm quite well. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, I'm quite excited to talk about this because it's Mary Beck's summer show, A Climate of Change. So how did this all happen?
Yeah, so the Coonahan Gallery is Mary Beck City Council's free public gallery. And every year we run the Mary Beck Summer Show, which is an annual community exhibition where we invite local artists who live, work or study or base their arts practice in the city of Mary Beck to contribute a work that relates to an exhibition theme. And so this year's exhibition theme is A Climate for Change, as you've just mentioned. And the theme was selected in part because of Mary Beck City Council's commitment to environmental justice, but also because we thought that the theme had this capacity to really inspire artists to think about their work in terms of how it might contribute to social change. And it has this element of hope, which we thought was something that would really bring artists together in this exhibition, which is really a celebration of Mary Beck City Council's creative community. So, that was the origin for the theme this year.
You got a lot of applications, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah. So this year we had over 100 submissions for the Mary Beck Summer Show. So this is our biggest Mary Beck Summer Show yet. And as ever, the contributions to the exhibition really have that progressive spirit that Mary Beck is known for and for which the Coonahan Gallery is known for as well, that sense of activism, of fighting for social change, for being committed to creativity and the
Well, it's about the power of art, isn't it? I mean, earlier in the show, I was playing a piece from a webinar about what's going on in Palestine. One of the other speakers was a playwright, and he actually has a story in there where he says that he was signing copies of things at the end of the play. And there was a woman there who opened up her bag and she had a Israeli flag in the bag. And he was really a bit worried. And then she said that she had come to this play and she was going to disrupt it. But because she watched the play and it had an effect on her and she understood what was going on, that she wanted to talk to him and didn't do it. And it was about the power of art. And this is why I bring it back. And that's why he told the story. And this is the same with this exhibition, isn't it?
Absolutely. I would say that artists are always at the forefront of inclusivity and engaging with issues in a deeply thoughtful way. And absolutely, art has a transformative power where you can come in from whatever experience you might have and engage with what's in the space. And viewers see that and they engage with that in a way that prompts them to think about their own position in relation to the world. And I think the Mary Beck Summer Show does this as well with, you know, as I mentioned, over 100 works on display. There are so many different responses to the exhibition theme. You know, artists are thinking about their own impact on climate change, and then they're also thinking about colonialism in Australia. They're thinking about, you know, gender diversity. There's just so many different responses to this exhibition theme that I think you're absolutely right. You know, audiences can come in and experience that reflection on who they are and what they're doing here.
Yeah, it's quite fantastic. I really do think it's fantastic. You're the curator. Now, the curator has this fantastic job, but it's a challenge to actually bring out the fantastic objects for viewing. So tell us how you approach that.
Yeah, that's a really good question because with over 100 works in the show, there is such a range of responses to the theme. And so the role of the curator is really to see what relationships are springing up between the artworks and then thinking how they can be grouped in a way that will invite the viewer to be able to access what some of these artists are trying to say through their work. But knowing that the Mary Beck Summer Show has, you know, it's a celebration of the community. So it's also a playful exhibition. So making sure that there are pockets in the exhibition where a viewer might be surprised or they can go through different zones where they might be invited to be more deeply contemplative and take moments to sit with the ideas in the space, and then other moments where they might be delighted or surprised or be able to move spatially through the gallery and really explore.
Was there a lot of different types of formats used or materials used?
Yes, certainly. So we have paintings, we have prints on paper, sculptures, video, installation, whatever kind of artwork you can imagine, we have it in the Mary Beck Summer Show, certainly.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're well known for having not just the exhibition, but you sometimes tie them up with talks and stuff like that, don't you? Does that happen this time?
Yeah, so we have the Mary Beck Summer Show story time this year. So this is really for children, so they can come along, and it's a partnership with the Coonahan Gallery and Brunswick Library where, so children can come in and there will be music and they can take part in a story time that focuses on books with an emphasis on landscape or climate or activism, because we know that children care as well about what's going on in the world, and so this is a really playful and inclusive way for children to engage with the exhibition and with books and with learning and with play.
And there is a prizes attached to some of this, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are the Coonahan Gallery. We're named after Noel Coonahan.
The great Noel Coonahan.
Exactly. Socialist, artist, activist. And so we have the Noel Coonahan Commemorative Art Award, which celebrates Noel Coonahan's legacy. The award is for innovation in contemporary art practice, as well as celebrating an artist who has a strong commitment to political and environmental ideas. And so the judges for this award are myself, but we also have Amelia Winata, who is a curator in residence at Gertrude Contemporary and also the founding editor of Memo Review. And we also have Dr. Paola Balla, who's a Wemba Wemba and Gunjitmara woman and artist and curator, writer and academic. So the three of us will have the difficult challenge of judging the Noel Coonahan Commemorative Art Award. And we also have a highly commended award this year as well.
And there's a special, a smaller prize for people who are for the particular theme.
That's right. So this is the first year we've introduced a Climate for Change Award, and this will be judged by the Zero Carbon Mary Beck team of Mary Beck City Council. And it's really focusing on an artist who has paid particular attention to the environmental justice component of what the exhibition theme might invite. And so for that award, they will receive a $250 series voucher.
And there's also, because the overall prize is $3,000, which is, you know, that's a nice chunk, but there's another nice chunk, which is the public award, you know, like public choice.
Yeah, the People's Choice Award. So that award is voted by visitors of the Mary Beck Summer Show, and the recipient of that award receives $1,000, which is generously sponsored by the Sydney Road Brunswick Association. And it's really voted by the people, so visitors can come into the gallery and they can explore the exhibition and vote for their favourite artist, and then at the end of the exhibition, after we've counted all the votes, we'll announce the recipient of that award in our social media and e-news and on the website.
Yeah, it's great. So tell us the dates.
Yeah, so the exhibition opens next Saturday, the 4th of November at 2 p.m. and the exhibition runs right through until Saturday, the 9th of December, closes at 5 p.m. I always have this joke in my mind that it's the Mary Beck Summer Show and we look forward to it so much that we tend to open it in spring, in November.
And, of course, it's at the Coonahan Gallery is at the Brunswick Town Hall, and you can catch the tram if you're not mobile with a car or a bike, and it's on Sydney Road.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Keep up the good work.